Hey, Father's Day is on the way.
And your dad is the next stop on the Gorillas Cash Money train.
No freaking way.
Are you serious?
Last month, we did the mom noms.
Thank you.
Now we want to get your dad paid for being awesome.
All week on The Morning Show,
you can nominate your dad or any legendary father figure in your life
for a $500 Father's Day cash prize
and eternal backyard barbecue bragging rights.
Listen to Ryan on the Gorilla Morning Show
and text us at 7:30
to nominate any dad who deserves some extra green this month.
Give your dad the ultimate honor.
A moment of glory on the Gorilla.
And a wad of cash money.
I am excited. That's awesome.
Don't miss the Dad Awards.
All week leading up to Father's Day.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
May I have your attention, please?
What time do you have to be at the radio station?
Like right now.
Like right now?
What is there, an echo in here?
So early.
We still got a job to do.
I get it, but why do you have to go so early?
Because it's called
a Tuesday morning show.
So you see,
morning is actually in the name.
Oh, right.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
It's showtime.
So much going down this week on the Gorilla. The Dad Awards continue every day on the morning show at 7:30. This week, you can nominate any dad in your life. It could be the dad to your kids. It could be your dad, your grandfather, stepdad, uncle, cousin. Doesn't matter. If they're a dad, they're eligible to win $500. We're doing this every weekday. It's the Dad Awards on the morning show on 95.3. Listen to text in and get them some big money just before Father's Day this week. We have more tickets for the Do Portugal Circus. They're moving to Biloxi. They're opening the Big Top in Biloxi on Thursday night. We want to get you in with all these family four packs. Tickets for the Mississippi Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. And yes, more prize packs to Melissa's Bakery. It's all going down on 95.3 this week on the Gorilla.
Another Gorilla winner.
All right, it's time for the Dad Awards Tuesday edition. Let's do it.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's Ryan from 95.3 Gorilla.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Hi, good morning. Hey, we just got your nomination for your husband, Joe, for the Dad Awards.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Joe has adopted 7 kids from foster care with you. Like, you guys have 7
myself.
Kids?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes, we've adopted 7 over 20 years.
Oh,
they
my
are
goodness.
Now 8 and 26.
Wow.
We still have 6 of them at home, and then we have guardianship of our granddaughter.
Okay.
That she was born, and she's now 3.
What a big, giant, happy home. That's a lot of kids.
It is. We have 7 of the 8 of them still at home.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's incredible. Well, we just picked your nomination for Joe randomly. It was super random. And we would love to give Joe the Dad Award just before Father's Day. So he gets $500. How about that?
Oh, my God. He would love it. He's had his eye on a new weed whacker.
He already knows what he needs. I love it. That's classic. That's amazing.
Yes.
So do you want to text him? Do you want to call him? Can we get him on the phone? Or, like, do you want to tell him later? What's the best way to tell him?
He's at work now. Is this the number I can call you back on if I can get him on the phone or have him call
yeah.
you?
See if you can get him, but please give him the news.
Okay.
And we will get him set up with a $500 check just before Father's Day, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for listening. It's the Dad Awards this week on Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
This one's really funny. I saw this on the TikTok machine the other day, and I figured, yes, we should do this as our question of the day. Ready? Movie titles. If you had to describe your relationship or your love life, keep this PG-13 though, with a movie title. If you had to describe your relationship, your significant other, or your love life with a movie title, what movie title would you go with? And the phones are blowing up. Jim, you're first. What you got?
The Passion of the Christ.
What the heck does that mean?
I don't know. It's just the first thing that popped into my head.
Oh, you poor, poor man. Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck with that relationship. What about you? What's a movie title that... I wasn't expecting that. What's a movie title that perfectly describes your relationship?
For about the next 4 months, it'd be Knocked Up.
Congratulations. That's great. You're halfway there.
I'm halfway through right now, 20 weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic, you know? And what a funny answer to that question. It's true? True life? Real life right there? What about you? What's a movie title that describes your relationship? Melody's next up. Melanie, what you got?
Toy Story.
Oh, no. Are you a cradle robber or...
The other toys. Okay, yeah, you don't have to answer that. Don't have to answer that. This is a family show.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Rod Stewart in some hot water. He's facing backlash for attending the World Cup match in Foxborough after a concert cancellation out in California. He canceled his San Diego concert 45 minutes before showtime Friday night, citing laryngitis and a sinus infection. But then the following morning, he posted on Instagram getting on a private jet to Boston with his kids. Oh, no.
Here we are flying off to Boston to see Scotland in the World Cup. It's been 28 years. So these kids, I've told them about it, but they've never been. I've been to 7 World Cups.
You know, I don't know if this is a radical take or not, but I think fans should be able to sue him for, like, the lost hotel rooms and meals and travel and all the stuff that they paid to go see him Friday night. Sue him. Make him defend that. Boy George and Culture Club said that they've used AI to reclaim control of Karma Chameleon. They say they've re-recorded their hit, Karma Chameleon, using AI to recreate the original 1983 sound. This was a project that launched through the music technology company Artist Included, allows Boy George to regain control over his biggest song after receiving only appearance fees from previous commercial deals while the master rights holders earn millions. Listen to this. That is not the album version of Boy George and Culture Club from the 80s. That's an AI-assisted recreation, which is really kind of amazing if you think about that. And a bunch of trailers have dropped for new movies on the way. Trailer just released for How to Live on Earth featuring Benedict Cumberbatch. Netflix dropped a new trailer for The Last House starring Greta Lee and Wagner Mora. We're expecting to get a new trailer for The Odyssey from Christopher Nolan. That's coming out just next month. And finally today, if you know any kids in the UK, they're going to disappear from social media. The United Kingdom just announced yesterday they're going to ban all children under 16 from all social media platforms. There's your Showbiz Buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Did she just call you Darlene?
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
It's very modern. It allows the parent and the child to address each other as equals.
Thanks, Jackie.
Please call me Aunt Jackie. It's the only title that I have.
That was Lori Metcalf from Roseanne. Jackie disapproves of Darlene's daughter calling Darlene by her first name. Lori Metcalf is 71 years old today. Happy birthday to Lori. A superhero movie opened on this date in 1995. That was 31 years ago, believe it or not. Jim Carrey and Val Kilmer. Do you recognize this movie?
Wait. I have a riddle for you.
For me.
Really?
Tell me.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
It's either the best ever or the worst ever. That was Batman Forever from 1995. On this date back in 1903, the Pepsi Cola Company formed.
You're a whole new generation. You're dancing through the day. You're grabbing for the magic on the run.
No, your ears do not deceive you. That is actually Michael Jackson from a Pepsi commercial from back in the late 1980s. He actually did this.
You're the Pepsi generation.
The Pepsi generation. Man. I don't know how that turned out. And today, June 16th, is National Fudge Day. There's always a clip from The Simpsons about just about anything, right?
Well, anything for a fellow Marine.
Yeah, Semper Fudge.
Did you just say Semper Fudge?
No, I said the right thing.
There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Tuesday.